30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam on this Friday morning. X-Men 97 today. So as I said, it was about the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. We're going to do X-Men 97 today. We're going to do Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver, tomorrow. And then we're going to do, what's the other one? We're going to do Girls from the Bus on Sunday, and then we're going to do Bad Batch on Monday. Just so everyone's familiar with the updated schedule for this week, because I've been really tired after work the last few days. But regardless, here we are, and we are here to talk about, what was it, X-Men 97. What is this, episode 6? So, like, this feels like a turning point episode. Like, we are now crossed the Rubicon, for lack of a better word, into this new world order where, where we, we now have to start moving into, okay, so Magneto is presumed dead. I don't think he is. Magneto's presumed dead. We don't have, Gambit dead. How do we move on from this? So, we start working on two other big power players who have been, sidelined for a bit. Up until now, we had been told that Charles was dead. We now know Charles is not dead. Charles is recuperating. In secret, and he is still trying to deal with the Shi'ar Empire, who are trying to come to Earth and, take it over. The Shi'ar at war with the Kree, and they're trying to take over the world. So he is being betrothed to the Queen of the Shi'ar, as a peace offering to try and salvage Earth. Meanwhile, we have Storm, who's been going through things with Forge, trying to get her powers back, which she finally does, and now she's got, her cool suit, and I love the black suit design for Storm. It's fantastic. I love that suit design that they gave her. It reminds me of, Wolverine and the X-Men, the black suit that she had there. I like that design better than the white. If I'm being totally honest, I'm not a huge fan of the white suit on Storm. This is a, they're doing right by some of the characters that were not done right by in the, the Singer movies, the live action movies that we got over the years. Because, we got two different iterations of Storm. We got Halle Berry's, iteration of the character where she sometimes had a African accent, sometimes she didn't. Then we have the version of Storm that was played by Alexandra Shipp, who didn't have a ton to do in those movies ever. So they're not really giving her the most opportunity to those movies were ostensibly Wolverine and the X-Men movies. It's one of those things where it's like, this feels more authentically X-Men, and not like, oh, well, everyone loves Wolverine, so let's put him front and center, in the way that the movies were. And I love that, because it's like, not only her, but also, Scott is getting a chance, and it's not really this episode, but, in general, we've gotten Cyclops in a leadership role, and actually, doing what he's supposed to be doing as leader of the X-Men. I hope that the rumors are real about him showing up in in Deadpool and Wolverine. Like, God, I hope that's real. That'd be so cool. Especially if they put him in costume, like, authentic costume, the way that, what's it called? The way that they did for, what's his name? Wolverine. But we'll see. Nightcrawler has joined the team, and he takes Gambit's spot on the, what's it called? He takes Gambit's spot on the, in the opening credits, which I found amusing, and it's like, oh, well, we wasted no time on this, did we? It just right in. What else have we got that we wanted to address with this? Oh my fucking God, this guy in front of me is going so fucking slow. It's not even like he's going the speed limit. Like, he's just going so fucking slow. What else have we got that I wanted to address? I don't think there's really that much more I wanted to address. Like this is very much resetting for the second half of the season, is what it felt like. It's like, okay, so let's get everything situated to where we have to be for the second half of this season, and get kind of everyone in position for that. And I think that they handled that pretty well. Because that's clearly what this is that it's like the first half of the season is now over. The first half ending with, you know, the giant fight on Genosha and the attack by the giant, you know, cryptid looking sentinel. Like, that was the mid season end. This is them resetting after the mid season end and moving on to a new to where we're gonna go from here. This actually feels like, had there been a point where they just like split off and they were like, oh, well, we need to, you know, like, we need to take a break in between, like Invincible did. Like, this feels like a point where you could do that, and then it's like, okay, so now we have to reset everything back to where where we need to be for this second half of this season. And I think it works fine. What else have we got? I think that's really all I got to say about this. It's a really good episode. I really love what they're doing with Storm. And I think leading into the cosmic is something that, like, we didn't see a ton of in the live-action movies, and it's good that they're doing it here, leading into the more, like, weird cosmic aspects of the X-Men. Like, the X-Men were always more grounded to Earth and dealing with Earth-based threats, even though they did have time travel, and they did have Apocalypse who predated everyone as he was an ancient Egyptian thing, and then, you know, like, yeah, they had stuff like that, but it never really went as far as it could have, leading into the, you know, what's what we're looking for here, like, the, you know, the cosmic, and the bad guys from outer space, and I think that this show leading into that is a good sign, and that's one of the things that I want to address about this. This show, I don't think it should be a blueprint for how they handle the X-Men in the MCU. I think this is going to be the, what's it called, this is going to be the look at, you know, what are we, do, like, how do we, like, handle the characters? Like, I don't think we're looking at this as a one-to-one, like, we're going to do this exact season in live action in movies as the X-Men. I think this is going to be a, well, let's look at, you know, what characters, you know, are we going to focus on? And I think we're looking at something potentially really good. With Scott and with, you know, all of that. I also wouldn't be surprised if post-Secret Wars, I mean, at that point, we'll be 20 years out, and I think right now we already have the MCU kind of languishing under its own legacy, where it's like, there's too much there for it to have to address. That, like, it gets stuck kind of, like, you know, it's burdened by what it is. It's burdened by who is, you know, by what's come before it, and its own canon is coming back to bite it in the ass. And people are questioning it, like, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? And then you get things like, you know, Secret Invasion doesn't really fit into the timeline at all, especially when you take into consideration the Marvels, where it's like, are we starting to get the TV shows as kind of a pseudo-canon, where it's like, the TV shows are canon, but also not really. Like, it's a weird place to be in. So I wouldn't be surprised if Secret Wars is kind of a reboot. You can recast any characters you want to. You can, you know, move on from there. Hell, if you want to, any characters that you want to keep, you can keep the actors for and just, you know, move it into the new canon. Like, you can just be like, okay, so the variants in this new universe look like the ones we knew. Other people are going to look different. Like, I think that's what we're going for, because then you can work the X-Men in from the beginning. And then you can have Wolverine be the supporting character from the beginning. And then things that you can thread through, like, you can have, like, the video game, Marvel 1942. You can have Azuri fighting alongside, you know, Captain America in World War II. You can do a World War II movie with, you know, what's it called? With Captain America and, what's his name? With Captain America and, who was the other big one? And Wolverine. Like, you can do that. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try to do that. And then, like, you can cast someone like Glenn Powell to play Captain America. I mean, he probably wouldn't. I think he's too big of a name at this point because he's done that. But I think that's something that, you know, could be done. Like, maybe not him specifically. Or, like, they could do it like a Marvel Spotlight. Where it's, like, it's canon, but not really, you know. Here's a movie about Captain America and Wolverine in World War II. Like, whatever they want to call their version of Elseworlds, there you go. Like, you could do that movie. You know, and do a slightly different version of the First Avenger, but with Wolverine and the Howling Commandos. I don't know if they would do that without rebooting. Because then it's like, well, why are we bothering? Unless they do it as part of Battle World, which, you know, in which case you just bring back Chris Evans, I guess. I don't know. It is what it is. You do a Tales from Battleworld movie, something like that. Either way, regardless. See, that's my issue with Secret Wars, is that, like, Infinity War and Endgame, they leaned into the creation of, what's it called? They leaned into the creation of, everything having to do with the Infinity Stones, and everything having to do with the weird parts of Thanos, and all, I mean, not the wanting to fuck death, but, like, everything else kind of, you know, they leaned into. The issue I have is, do they lead into Battle World? Like, is Kang Dynasty the end of the multiverse leading into Battle World for Secret Wars? Like, and then Secret Wars takes place in Battle World? Because, like, it feels like that's not enough time to handle that. You probably want to do a trilogy, where you have one movie set entirely in Battle World, and just the teams trying to get back together. But I don't know. I'm not in charge of these things. I'll go see the movies when they come out. Which this year will be Deadpool and Wolverine, coming out in July. But we'll wrap up there for today. Like I said earlier, we'll be doing Bad Batch episode 13, 14, whatever the fuck it is. We'll do that on Monday. Sunday we'll be doing The Girls on the Bus. Tomorrow we'll be doing Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver, because Zack Snyder hates humanity, I guess. And until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.